Hello again. In our last video, we taught you the basic syntax of async and await. In this one, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how task really helps make that work. So this is one of the questions we get that's really interesting. As people complain about how using task and async is kind of like a virus. It's like as soon as I put task and await somewhere, now it's async here, task there, await there, and pretty soon it's everywhere. It's a virus that ran through my entire code base. Is that true?
In some ways, yes, but you can think of it like a method. So when you write a method, you expect it to return some data. And instead of that, it will actually return a task. And that task is an object that will actually return the status of the asynchronous work. And once that is done, then it will actually return the data.
OK, so let's go through some code, and let's see how that actually happens.
Yeah, let's see this in action.
All right, so I've got this application here. And it worries me because it's synchronous. So I start it. It's going to collect some data from some source. And it's just sort of sitting there.
Yeah.
And I get kind of worried sometimes that this just isn't even working. You know, this is not good.
Flagging.
I'm kind of concerned. So it keeps going. And then finally I get a whole bunch of data and it's just all done.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So let's make this asynchronous. So let's look down into where it's collecting the data and let's have you help me do this.
All right, yeah.
All right. So I'm reading a page. And I'm going to start getting some stuff back.
Yeah, so instead of calling readPage, call readPage async.
All right, so this is that first part. I'm now calling this asynchronous method, and now I'm getting some red squigglies.
Yeah, so add the await operator to that.
Okay, because I don't like the red squigglies. They tell me I did something wrong.
And then await is only valid in an async method.
Ah.
So we have to add the async modifier to the method signature.
I'm going
to
do this here. I like the way Visual Studio does this. It can just tell me it's going to make this method async.
See, love that
it's
too.
Just added that. Now it did more than just add async here. Now what's this other stuff? See, now I've got the task thing.
Exactly. So now it changed the return type to a task of IronNumerable of int.
All right.
So it did that all for you.
Okay, so now that's where you were talking about this earlier, where if it's async, instead of that IronNumerable of int, I'm now returning a task of IronNumerable of int to carry that extra information.
Exactly.
All
yes.
Right. Now I've got no red squigglies here. I'm really happy about
this. Still
have
an error over there.
I do. Let's go click on that and see what's going on. So I've got this for each item and data, and I can't for each over stuff. So what do we have to do here?
Yeah, so you'll also have to change that to an async.
So I have to await this here.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm awaiting that. See, now I'm awaiting other stuff, and now I get this. I have to make this async too. All right, say. And now it's back up, and it bubbled all the way up to my main program.
Perfect.
In this one, I'm done.
Yeah, easy peasy.
That's cool. Okay, so let's run it. Now, I know we didn't do anything to really introduce some of the things that would make it come back a lot faster or do some other work while it's going on, so it still takes time. But at least now it's all asynchronous, and if this program weren't a console app and we were doing other things could be happening here.
Exactly.
So I like the way we did that. But if I understand what you were telling me is this is kind of like a refactoring, where all I've done is I've changed the return type, and then that has to bubble up to places where it's called. And it isn't just changing the return type. It's now asynchronous, so I have to add those, sprinkle those async and await keywords around.
Exactly.
So it does move around my code quite a bit, but it's not really that bad. It's actually kind of good.
Yeah, it is.
And with the tooling, it's pretty easy to make those changes.
Well, Bill, that seems really simple. We just learned about making synchronous code asynchronous. In our next video, we're going to talk about handling asynchronous errors.